The question was asked, if someone had a meat frying pan, a frying pan that they used to make meat sausages, and by mistake they threw in some cheese with eggs that they were making in that frying pan. So,
which was it?
The logic behind the ruling goes as follows. We have a rule. The Torah teaches us, kibole'o kach poleto. The way something absorbs flavor is the way it gives out the flavor. So, if I have a pot that I cook water in, and in that water I cook meat, so I assume that the flavor of the meat goes into the walls of the pot through cooking with water. If I want the flavor to come out, so I wait 24 hours, and after 24 hours, I put in a fresh load of water, fill it to the top, boil it, and preferably I put it in a larger pot. I take a larger pot and I boil it within a larger pot, but technically I could also just fill it to the top, have it bubble and boil, and go over the edges. And then I say, well, how did it absorb flavor? By bubbling with meat, and sometimes it went over the top, so I had it go over the top. And then that's the way it will give out the flavor into the water, and that's the way I would kasher a pot. That's kibole'o kach poleto. The way it absorbs, that's the way it emits the flavor. Now, what happens if I have the grate of a barbecue? Or I have the spoke with which the fork that I put into the meat and hold over the barbecue. There I say the flavor is absorbed with direct heat of the fire, coming in contact with the metal, coming in contact with the meat. So there I say, if you want to get the flavor out, you have to put it in fire and make it red hot in coals or in a blowtorch. And then basically what you're doing is there we say the flavor is not being emitted, but rather it is being burnt within the walls of the vessel. That's another example of kibole'o, the way it absorbs the flavor. Kach poleto, that's how it gives out the flavor. Now, frying pan is something which, on the one hand, you'd think it's like a pot because you use it with liquid. On the other hand, there are areas where the meat sits directly on the frying pan. So then it becomes like using something directly in the fire, because the fire is under the pan becomes hot, and then the pan touches the meat directly. So in such a case, we say that the absorption of the flavor is like the absorption if it were, let's say, the grate of a barbecue. Now, if it were a solid metal, iron pot, iron frying pan, so you could put it in a blowtorch, get it red hot, and you have a kosher frying pan. But a Teflon pot, if you try to heat it up to such levels, it'll all melt, you'll destroy it. So that's why Teflon pot, really you have no solution. There can be an instance where a person would have to ask a shayla, and that would be if, let's say, he was in the middle of making the egg, and the egg was sitting there, and it was almost finished being made, and then he threw the cheese on top, and so the cheese did not have an opportunity to melt or touch the heat of the frying pan. Then we have to look into all the details of how. There can be a situation where we'd say, okay, well, just because cold cheese touched the eggs, etc., but that's a longer question. I'm just saying the rule in all of these things is when you have a question, call up a rabbi and ask. But the general rule is, kibole'o kach poleto.
In 24 hours, wait, yes?
Yeah, we always wait 24 hours, yes.
So after meat just left for 24 hours, doing nothing. It was meat.
Yeah.
Then it was.
You can't use it for milk after it was used for meat. I'm just saying, after a mistake happened.
After milk.
If you put milk into the same meat pot,
okay.
Before you can do anything to kasher that pot, you have to wait 24 hours. We say the first 24 hours, the flavor remains positive. Right. The first 24 hours, the flavor is still good flavor. So if you'll cook it in the water, so the flavor goes into the water, back into the walls, you gain nothing. After 24 hours, the flavor loses what's good about it, and it becomes a bad flavor in the walls of the pot. And then, when you boil it in, so then a bad flavor enters the water, and that flavor, if it goes back into the walls of the pot, we're not concerned about that. That's why we wait 24 hours.
It's after milk for Basari.
If milk fell into a meat pot or meat fell into a milk pot,
after meat, possible.
Either way. Whenever after. I mix them,
yes.
Whenever I mixed, I put the wrong one when it was hot in that pot. Before I can fix the pot, before I could kasher the pot, I have to wait 24 hours.
Okay. Do you have to tivel it after?
No, you do not have to tivel it after.